Sinead, thank you. It's nearly 9 minutes past eight. Jonas Doyle is back now with his second look at this morning's papers.
The report by the charity Women's Aid, stating that it received more than 40,000 disclosures of abuse against women and children last year, the highest ever in the organisation's 50-year history, is the main story for the Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail. The Mail headline is taken from the comment by the chief executive of Women's Aid that this is just the tip of the iceberg. One in four women in Ireland is subjected to domestic abuse. The Irish Independent reports in its lead story that Aer Lingus has warned that a strike by its pilots is likely to cost the airline between 20 and 25 million euro a day. Strikes at Aer Lingus are almost inevitable, according to the Irish Times, which attributes that quote to unnamed observers. The Times leads with a report that European leaders are set to back Ursula von der Leyen for a second term as head of the European Commission, following a push to settle quickly on their choice for the powerful position. The Examiner agrees with that assessment, and Shona Murray, reporting from Brussels, writes that Ireland will start lobbying for a senior Commission portfolio, likely an economic one, as soon as the new Commission president is elected. Murray mentions that Barry Andrews, newly re-elected MEP, and Michael McGrath, Minister for Finance, are being tipped as the potential successors to Mairead McGuinness. All the speculation points towards McGrath, says Pat Leahy in The Times, though he throws in the names of Ministers Charlie McConnellogue and Stephen Donnelly and the former Attorney General Paul Gallagher for good measure. The passing yesterday of one of the most significant pieces of environmental legislation in EU history has been simultaneously greeted as a win for nature and citizens and a disgusting act of political cynicism, so writes Caroline O'Doherty in The Independent. In The Examiner, Elaine Loughlin concentrates on the former viewpoint, reporting that the Nature Restoration Law, which aims to reverse the decline of Europe's natural habitats, has been described as a huge opportunity to rebalance our ecosystems. Almost 9% of Irish land is expected to be directly affected by the law, writes Kevin O'Sullivan in The Times. The Times front page picture is of the actor Paul Mescal, attending the Gucci men's fashion show during Milan Fashion Week yesterday. His outfit includes a half-open shirt, very short trousers, white ankle socks and black loafers. The caption explains that Mr. Mescal is often seen at fashion shows where his look is associated with a willingness to take risks. The lead story for both the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror is about Raymond Shorten, the Dublin man who was found guilty over two incidents where he attacked two women who had travelled in his taxi in 2022. The man's daughter, Nikita, told the papers that her family had been left completely shattered by his offending. The Examiner gives over much of its front page to a letter addressed to the world by Samia Al-Atrash, a young Palestinian woman who was photographed in Rafah last October, holding the dead body of her niece, her tiny little frame swaddled in plastic, as she puts it. "I feel abandoned," Samia tells the world. "If you choose to ignore, know that it is you who has abandoned me." On another page of The Examiner, Dorica Lee, a retired Irish Army colonel, ponders the question of how many Hamas fighters are still alive. He says there were 30,000 on the 7th of October last, but the numbers that remain are in dispute. Ultimately, says Lee, the surviving combatants should be allowed to go into permanent exile under a flag of truce, and Israeli forces should be withdrawn from Gaza and replaced by an international peacekeeping force.
And that's John S. Doyle. It's 12 minutes past eight. Coming up after the break, trouble at Aer Lingus.